This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio.
For a free trial and 20% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code MILK9. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today is the show that you've all been waiting for, Matthew.
We are talking about instant coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And instant coffee, it's kind of back, I think.
Well, with this new Starbucks Via product, I feel like I'm seeing ads for it all over the place.
The way you say it, it sounds like they're sponsoring the show, but they are not.
Hey, Starbucks, do you want to toss some money our way?
I'm not sure why this came up, but I think it was probably because we mentioned the General Foods International Coffee commercials that we both remember so fondly from our youth.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll link to some on the website.
Yeah, I think so. So do you remember the song?
Celebrate the moments of your life.
We're celebrating the moments of our lives.
And I remember, as a child, watching these commercials and thinking, this must be the most delicious, most sophisticated beverage in the world.
That and Folgers crystals.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, do you remember, I feel like this joke like had a life way, way longer than it should have. The commercials was, we've replaced their regular coffee with Folgers crystals.
Yes. Yeah.
And which would not work. You know, it does not taste like brewed coffee at all.
As well, we're about I've to never find tasted
out.
Okay, it.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe let's find out. So
here's a question for you.
Okay,
so we both very clearly remember these commercials from our 80s childhoods.
Mm-hmm.
What's this remind you of?
Tastes like vanilla, huh?
Senior trip.
Paris.
The cafe!
Yeah. Rich, creamy-tasting coffee with a hint of vanilla flavor. French Vanilla Cafe.
I love this coffee.
From General Foods International Coffees.
I loved that waiter. Jean-Luc.
Yep, I would sit in my leg warmers and my...
I was wearing the leg warmers.
Right.
Was this coffee actually considered good? I mean, this was the pre-Starbucks on every corner era. And I remember looking at these commercials and thinking, yeah, as you did, look at this delicious, sophisticated beverage that we'll get to drink someday. Did people like this stuff?
I don't know. I assume some people still like this stuff because the instant coffee section.
And we are insulting them terribly.
Right. But the instant, and we haven't even tasted it yet. Maybe it is awesome. The instant coffee section in the supermarket is not small. I mean, there is a lot of premium shelf space given over to instant coffee. And like we said, it is back. You know, Starbucks has instant coffee, but there's also lots of classic Taster's Choice, Folgers.
What is instant coffee?
Well, I think it's brewed coffee that's been dehydrated in some industrial process and powdered.
I'm really curious to hold on. Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's the Folgers 100% pure coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really curious to see how the mouthfeel is.
Yeah.
Because so for instance, you know, like how French press has a lot more body and sort of thickness and syrupiness to the coffee than say drip. I kind of don't.
Yeah, I like how you jumped to comparing the instant coffee directly to French press. How about a pour over? How about the vacuum pot? How does it compare to that?
How about an AeroPress?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, never mind. I'll just stop wherever I was going there.
Okay, so
where should we begin?
I think we should start with the Folgers crystals.
I agree. This is going to be the best part of waking up, I think. Okay, so here are the instructions.
Part of waking up.
Open and pour. Oh, I should add that we've got it in these little individual packages, kind of like some sugar comes in these long sort of...
Yes, and I got that rather than the jar because I knew if I got the jar, I would have a whole jar of Folgers crystals left over.
So open and pour, add 6 fluid ounces of hot water or milk, stir and enjoy.
Okay. I think we should use water.
Get this open.
Little lady, do you need me to open that jar for you?
What the fuck? I'm serious. How are we going to know we're using exactly 6 ounces?
We could weigh it.
I don't want to make it too watery. Should I get the scale?
Yeah,
You get the scale.
Okay.
I mean, I want to taste this as it's supposed to be tasted. So these Folgers crystals are surprisingly large. Now, if you are...
They're sort of like the like crystals of Malden sea salt.
Almost. I would say that this is like a French press grind.
Okay.
How about I do the stirring? You do the pouring, I do the stirring.
6 ounces. It looks like coffee.
We've replaced Matthew's coffee... with Folgers crystals. Do you think he'll notice? Oh, we need a spitting vessel.
Oh, that's right. My family has instructed me that if we use a spit vessel, don't tell them what it was.
Okay. So I'm going to smell this and describe it for you. Smells like... smells slightly less tasty than airplane coffee.
Yeah, it's got a very muted aroma to it.
Okay, should I? I'm always burning my tongue. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
I don't want to burn myself on instant coffee. That just seems sad.
Yep, this is exactly how I remember it.
Oh, you've had it?
Yeah, I've had instant coffee.
Wow, that's so, that's so funny. It doesn't really taste like coffee.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, I feel like it's this particular variety, like your Folgers crystals, your Taster's Choice, they're from this era when before they really brought the big guns of science into the world of convenience foods, back when it was just like, okay, we'll bake some coffee and we'll dry it up and see what happens. You know, it won't taste anything like the original, but
it does dissolve beautifully.
It does, yeah.
There are no chunks in this Folgers crystal.
That's the magic of crystals. you have to slurp it.
Aromas. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's just awful. Can we move on?
Yeah, we should have decanted it.
What should we do next? So we have two unflavored coffees, Folgers and Starbucks Via.
Let's try the Starbucks next.
Okay. And does it say how much we're supposed to add? Eight fluid ounces for this one. Let's use our spilled milk mug.
Oh, yeah, we're using the spilled milk mug. Thanks to everyone who bought the spilled milk mug. I hope you're enjoying a delicious beverage in it, unlike us.
The grind of this is very small, more espresso-ish. Hot water, please.
Okay. Do you want to stir again?
I'm going to stir. I have high hopes for this. Mm-hmm. I just want to believe.
that you can actually make instant coffee?
I want to believe.
But the thing, why does instant coffee still exist? I suppose we should have like talked to some real people, maybe, or done some research other than watching old commercials on YouTube.
I do wonder why it still exists, because either way, you've got to boil water. And let's say that you're out in the woods camping.
Yes.
You could very easily bring some sort of coffee brewing apparatus, French press, let's say. And if you're going to boil water anyway, why don't you make your coffee that way?
Yeah, take that, campers.
You taste it first.
Okay.
I will say this has a lot more fragrance.
It smells like coffee.
It does smell like coffee.
It's darker. We got the French roast Starbucks Via.
It says it's extra bold. It leaves a bit of, it's got some legs. It leaves a little stuff on the mug.
That's interesting. I would say that tastes almost like coffee. It is really a lot better than the Folgers crystals.
Do you think the WizKids at Starbucks have cracked the code?
I think they have almost cracked the code.
Whoa. This tastes better than a lot of coffee.
It's true.
In lots of places.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, better than dishwater diner coffee, which the Folgers is not.
Wow. That's impressive. Now, I still don't know why would you buy this product?
No.
Why not?
Well, I think maybe what's keeping the instant coffee market alive is the podcasting audience. People, they need something to talk about on their podcast. They go out and get a bunch of instant coffee. That's the only way they sell instant coffee.
This has a little bit of a aftertaste of ashtray, which I find to mm-hmm. be the problem sometimes with a really dark roast. But otherwise, I gotta say, like, that is totally drinkable.
Yeah, but and that's not a problem unique to instant coffee. That's kind of like the standard Starbucks problem.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
the beans are slightly charred, and yeah. that's why they came out with whatever new style, not as roasted.
Not as roasted.
Yeah, can I get a Venti not as roasted, please?
So I'm really looking forward to tasting the next two coffees.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're really here, right? Let's stop bullshitting.
Okay, so what we've got here is formerly General Foods International Coffees, now called Maxwell House International Café. And this is the Café Français.
Okay, now I'm going to...
Café-style beverage mix.
I'm going to leave it up to you to say whether this really tastes like France.
Can we talk about what's in it?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Let's.
So non-dairy creamer is the first ingredient.
Okay.
Okay. I got to scroll down a little bit to get past that.
Wait. Okay, wait. I have two questions before you go on. First of all, how do you scroll down on a box?
With my eyes.
And to get past what? The sub ingredients,
the contents of the non-dairy creamer.
I get it.
Okay, so the second ingredient is sugar. Third ingredient, instant coffee. So maybe this has Folgers in it.
Well, probably not if it's Maxwell House, but yes.
Maltodextrin, sodium citrate, and contains less than 2% of natural and artificial flavor, artificial color, silicone dioxide.
I think silicone dioxide is like sand, basically, glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, they say you could share this with someone special or savor it all by yourself.
Well,
guess I'll be which
are you planning
myself.
To do?
Okay. Measure 4 teaspoons into a mug.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's stir it. Here we go. Ooh. Do you know what this smells like?
What does it smell like?
It smells like... pancake syrup on pancakes made from a box mix.
All right, let me smell it.
Ooh.
Does it taste like that too?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
This smells like, it smells and tastes like cheap hotel lobbies.
Yes. And, okay, here's what I want to do. You're a France expert, right?
Yes.
Maybe we could kickstart this or something. I want to go to France.
I will be our translator.
All right, let's hear. Let's hear what that'll be like. Okay.
Café Français.
I'm gonna talk. You translate. People of France.
Les peuples de la France.
I have brought you something special.
Je vous a emmené quelque chose. D'exceptionnel.
Okay. I can stop the translating part now.
I think I did that pretty badly, but you get the gist.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, I think they won't know the difference.
Okay.
I think
I said I have led you something.
I've led you somewhere special. Get in the back of this van and taste this coffee. No, I want to see how actual French people would respond to this allegedly Café Français.
So do you think that this is, what is this supposed to be replicating? Is this like supposed to be, what is this?
It's, it's your Café Crème.
With like 8 tablespoons of sugar in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so I would just like to, before we move on, share a few words of wisdom from the little foil lid of the container.
Yeah, please do.
Time to sit back and savor a sweet and creamy retreat. That's good advice in warfare. Time
to
beat a sweet and creamy retreat.
That's right. We have no other choice, men.
we have to
make a creamy retreat.
Okay.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Here we go. Reward yourself with the pleasure of doing nothing. I could go for that.
I pretty much do that every day.
How about this? There are 1,440 minutes in a day. Take at least 15 for yourself. I'm going to cry myself to sleep now. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. Take at least 15 for yourself?
Yeah. So
are they crazy?
The other
most depressing thing I've ever heard.
1,425 minutes should be devoted to serving your boss and your husband. But 15.
Take
just,
that
just for you,
for
baby. Yeah.
You enjoy this Café Français.
Hey, Molly, have you heard about this Squarespace?
I have, actually.
Well, then I guess you know that it's the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio.
Yes, they have beautiful designs. I've seen some gorgeous sites from Squarespace.
Yeah, so what does this mean? It means you want to make a website, you want to make a blog, you want to show off the stuff you're selling, you want to show off your art, kind of stake your claim on the web.
And don't we all?
Yes. And how do you do that? And how do you make it look good with beautiful typography? How do you make it look good on all devices? You go to Squarespace for $8 a month for their starting package. You can create your website. You do not need to know HTML. You do not need to know how to program. If you do know how to do those things, you can customize their templates any way you want. But they have 20 beautiful templates to start with. It's incredibly easy and it works very well.
You know, I have also heard, for those of us who are occasionally, you know, late night bloggers, I've heard that they have a great support team that operates 24 hours a day.
And they told us that their office is nicknamed the Care Bear Lair.
Are you serious?
I sort of don't want to know why, but it sure brings to mind an image. So, okay, if you go to squarespace.com and sign up for a free trial, you do not need a credit card to get your free trial. Once you're hooked on it, if you sign up by the end of September, you can get 20% off by using the code MILK9.
Wow, that's awesome. So what's the website? Squarespace.com?
That's the website.
Terrific. Okay, so this next one is from the International Latte line. This is vanilla caramel, naturally and artificially flavored cafe-style beverage mix. Oh, did you see what happened when we stirred the mix in?
It's frothing. It is like a mad scientist's beaker from a movie.
It's like
beaker.
I forgot about beaker. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love beaker. Oh man. Okay. Here's what I will say about this. It's way better than the Café Français, and the reason is because it has 8 times as much sugar.
Yeah. Packed into that 4 teaspoons, it's got like 8 tablespoons.
Yes.
Of sugar.
How did they do it? Science. But you know, I mean, I got to say, now having watched the commercial for the Swiss Mocha or possibly the vanilla caramel, I don't know. You know, this does make me feel like I want to come home after a day slaving away at the office. I want to put on like a sexy blouse and you know, and flop down on the couch. You know,
I'm so imagining you doing this like David Cross on Arrested Development, Tobias Fünke, and you're wearing your cutoffs.
I was imagining myself more like Dolly Parton in 9 to 5, but okay.
Oh, tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come alive. Do, jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping and folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Take it away, Matthew. Working 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living. Keep on if you jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, makes me think of Psycho.
The blood just starts pumping out of the shower head.
So wait.
And then it turns into The Shining a little bit.
Open
the elevator door and the blood starts pumping.
Now, do you... you said this the aroma of these international coffees reminds you of like cheap motel. Do you have a lot of cheap motel experience yourself?
I actually do. I am an expert. So when I was growing up, I used to...
Please elaborate.
I didn't even realize where that was going. Anyway, when I was little, I used to ride horses, and I lived in Oklahoma, and in the summer, we would go to horse shows kind of all over the Southwest and in Texas and stuff. And anyway, we would often have very long drives with a trailer full of horses, and we would sleep in very crappy motels.
And did the horses come into the motels?
They slept in the trailer in the parking lot.
Did they sleep standing up?
I think you may have heard that about horses before.
Yes. Did you ever like wake up in the night and go out horse tipping? maybe that wouldn't work so well like in the trailer because they would have just tipped slightly against each other. but it's still a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
And did you notice finally here that the International Latte Vanilla Caramel says also great as a creamer? So you can take the powder and put it into your own coffee, instant or otherwise.
So wonderful. I'm going to keep it around now, especially for when I have guests over to...
Like if a guest, like, they come, they've got their reusable cup of coffee that they've just gotten refilled at the local coffee place, and you say, you know, can I interest you in a couple of tablespoons of Maxwell House International Latte? Wait, come back. How come nobody wants to come over to my house anymore?
Okay. We should wrap this up.
Okay. So we will link to some of our favorite General Foods International Coffee episodes, commercials at our website, spilledmilkpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. You can leave us a review on iTunes. And
you can also become a subscriber to the show.
Yes.
Only $5 a month makes a big difference for us.
Makes a great gift. Probably doesn't make a great gift, but we'll send you a postcard and give
you
access.
You can send me $5 a month.
Yeah.
That'd be a great gift.
That makes a great gift. Yes. All right. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, and thank you for taking 15 minutes to enjoy the pleasure of doing nothing. Now get back to work, goddammit.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. Okay, I'm kind of super excited about this episode.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.